This is a small building, but amazingly rich with history. In 1767, near the church, a votive stipe was found dedicated to the goddess Minerva, consisting of a ditch into which the faithful would throw objects and coins as offerings to the goddess. This led some to think that the early Christian church had been built over the remains of the Roman temple to Minerva. However, there is an alternative theory, according to which the temple was dedicated to Diana, based on a tradition which, although lacking any archaeological evidence, is founded on the story of the destruction of the great temple of Artemis, the Greek equivalent of Diana, in Ephesus, precisely by St. John the Evangelist, the dedicatee of the church. The courtyard in front of the church features a well, not in its original position, which has been dated to either the time of Pope Hadrian I in the 8th century or to the 10th century. The exterior of the well curb is made of marble and decorated with foliage, with an inscription running all around the rim, in Latin, which, besides the name of the engraver Stephanus, recites the baptismal formula and the words of the prophet Isaiah. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. The semi-dome of the central apse, with three large windows, features a fresco depicting St. John being judged by Domitian, by the artist Antonio Rapreti, to cartoons by the Cavalier d'Arpino, 1715, which was brought back to the light during the restoration work carried out in 2007, after the removal of a protective layer applied during the war to protect it from any bombs. However, the main reason why the church is so exceptional is the cycle of frescoes that decorate the interior walls, considered one of the masterpieces of medieval painting in Rome. Made in the 12th century, the frescoes of the presbyterium and the triumphal arch depict themes from the Apocalypse of St. John, the Book of the Seven Seals, the 24 Elders, while those decorating the walls of the central nave, beginning from the right, depict scenes from the Old and New Testaments. It has been highlighted that the scenes are non-randomly coupled, the expulsion from the Garden of Eden and the crucifixion, the original sin and the betrayal of Judas, inspired by the story of the salvation of mankind as narrated in the Bible. According to tradition, St. John was condemned to being cast into a cauldron of boiling oil, which, however, did him no harm. Domitian then exiled him to the Greek island of Patmos, from where he eventually returned to Ephesus, where he died in AD 98. However, based on a recent reinterpretation of all these events, which, since the 2nd century AD, have all been associated with a single person called John, it is now thought that there were actually two Johns, the evangelist and an apostle. The former never visited Rome and was exiled to Patmos, where he wrote his Apocalypse, directly from Jerusalem, moving later on to Ephesus, where he wrote the fourth gospel. While the Apostle John, one of Christ's 12 apostles, came to Rome with Peter, where he was martyred in the cauldron of boiling oil, the memory of which is preserved in the nearby oratory of San Giovanni in Olio.